If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me.
Are you going to church on Sunday, then finding yourself living for yourself and the devil on Monday? You cannot change yourself, and no number of meetings will do it either. Neither will passionate worship.
This is Wings of the Morning, a program designed to help you soar above the clouds of another day on the wings of faith and prayer. Wings of the Morning is brought to you every Sunday at this time on WDEL under the direction of the Reverend Thomas Lehman, President of Sunday Breakfast Mission, Wilmington, Delaware. And now, here to share the good news of the gospel, Reverend Tom Lehman.
Thank you, Gerald. My friend, mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest of them all? So said the Wicked Witch Queen in the Sleeping Beauty fairy tale. How many of you at one time or another looked at yourself in the mirror and thought of those words, maybe even said them, out of fake arrogance, of course? But of course, the mirror in that fairy tale talks back and conveys the disappointing message that there is one more beautiful, fair, even the fairest in the land. Of course, mirrors can be funny, and like at the amusement park, give back a distorted image. But we as creatures with self-awareness really like mirrors. We prize them. In the Bible, the book of Isaiah, when God lists all the prizes and luxuries that he will take away from the disobedient people of Israel, mirrors are listed along with tiaras and jewels and all kinds of other things. We want to know if how we look looks good. People have done it throughout the ages. But what if we get caught up in that image in the mirror? Maybe we aren't very different from that wicked queen in the fairy tale. Or maybe like so many, especially young girls who take on eating disorders, we somehow deceive ourselves about the mirror image. Well, it actually may go even deeper and more widespread than even that. So we are going to talk about mirror looking and our spiritual life today on Wings of the Morning. But right now, listen to this quiet reminder from Damaris Carbaugh. We want to live in your word.
Chaos ahead, choices to make, it's silence I need. Seeking to know your heart and your mind, where you wanna lead. Father, I thirst for your wisdom. Make me at home in your truth. I wanna live in your word, abiding in faith. I wanna walk in your steps, trust and obey. A light upon the narrow path, a lamp unto my feet. I want to live in your word till your word is living in me. I need your word buried like seed in my soul, deep in my soul. Chapter and verse nourishing me, a harvest will grow. Oh Father, you feed every hunger. I know where my strength is found. So I will live in your word, abiding in faith. Steps feet. I want to live in your word till your word is living in me.
In the Bible, in the book of James, chapter 1, it says this: do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like a man who looks at his face in a mirror and after looking at himself goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. But the man who looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues to do this, not forgetting what he has heard, but doing it, he will be blessed in what he does. So the first part of this seems pretty straightforward. After telling us to be careful and quick to listen in the verses previous, James, the head of the church at Jerusalem and Jesus's brother, says to not just listen when it comes to God's word, but do it. Sound familiar? I get it, don't you? But then he re-emphasizes it with this picture of a man looking in the mirror. So I think we can dig a little deeper. The man looking at himself in the mirror, first of all, is not just glancing, but intently looking to check his appearance, comb his hair, clean his face, arrange his clothes, fix the finishing touches, so that when he appears before the world, he is not laughed at because something is out of kilter. So James is reflecting on what happens when we go to church or a Bible study or even when we do our own reading in the Bible. We listen to God's word. We hear God tell us things like, "Blessed are the poor in spirit. By grace you have been saved." And, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." And, "How can you say I love God and hate your brother?" And, "Be ye holy, for I am holy." We sense the Holy Spirit dealing with this attitude and that habit, this wrong action, that wrong direction. We even determine, "Yes, Lord, I did that. I have that attitude. I'm going to do better." We may at the same time be joining in with others, repeating this or that creed, singing songs of joy and passion, even raising our hands, shedding tears, really being full of religious worship. And then we pick up our belongings and leave, like leaving the mirror. The Word of God showed us who we were, and we made cosmetic changes. Then we walked out into the world, and nothing changes. We are still doing the same old, same old. Sound familiar? But James then tells us the solution. It is not just listening, or in other words, doing the religious thing, being good worshipers on Sunday morning. It is, he says, looking intently into the perfect law that gives freedom. What does that mean? This look is the same look that Peter did when he ran to the tomb to see if Jesus had really risen from the dead. Can you imagine it? It was intense. It was fully committed. It was absolutely vulnerable and open to radical, life-changing information. Can you imagine Peter? Well, he stooped and he looked closely. And James says, so should we. We should look at what? He says, the perfect law that gives freedom. Is James referring to the law of Moses, the Ten Commandments? Well, no, but rather the fulfillment of that law. Now, the psalmist does say that the law of the Lord is perfect, and it is. Paul says, however, the law, even though it was holy and perfect, was weakened by the sinful nature. Not its sinful nature, it was perfect, our sinful nature. In other words, we looked at the law of God and we couldn't do it. But then he says, this powerlessness of the law, God corrected by sending his own son, who was the fulfillment of the law, in the likeness of sinful man, in order that the righteous requirements of the law might be fully met in us. I just want to yell freedom, because we look intently upon the good news of Jesus's death and resurrection. He comes to dwell within us and frees us to be able to listen to the word of God and do it. This is not us willing it in place, but Christ changing us, freeing us to live it. So, my friend, where are you? Are you going to church on Sunday and then finding yourself living for yourself and the devil on Monday? You cannot change yourself, and no number of meetings will do it either. Neither will passionate worship. Only Jesus can change your heart. Call out to Jesus, to him. Look intently to him. Submit to him right now. Pray with me. Dear Jesus, I'm sorry for just listening and not giving, submitting to you. Please take control of my life and cleanse me from all my sin. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer, please call or write me. You can call me at 877-306-HOME. That's 877-306-4663. You can reach me also at Sunday Breakfast Mission or online at the sundaybreakfastmission.org. I want to send you something to help you in this new life. May God richly bless you.
You've been listening to Wings of the Morning on 1150 AM and 101.7 FM WDEL. You're invited to share in this ministry by addressing your communications to Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. That's Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. And listen again next week at this same time for another broadcast of Wings of the Morning.